True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us on the line now, Sal Capaccio, Bills beat reporter, as the Bills cut down their roster to 53 players at the league deadline yesterday. All right, Sal, we have our Bills roster. Anything stand out to you in terms of who was cut, who may have surprised you?
No real surprises, but I think all eyes were on Tyrell Shavers, right? The wide receiver. He was a guy that we talked about here, but you know, most fans were really wondering, did he make enough to make the roster? Many fans believe he did, wanted to see him, and he did. He made the roster, so good for Tyrell Shavers. Jimmy Charlo, a guy that has been featured a lot in Hard Knocks, the West Point grad. I never thought he'd make the roster, but I do think that he's going to be on the practice squad. He was released. I think he'll be back in the practice squad. Ultimate really good practice squad type of player to do everything you ask, help the team get ready, and then, you know, if you could really use him, you bring him up in a pinch. That being said, Max Harrison going on injured reserve, he'll have to miss four games, not a surprise, but at least now we know and we have clarification on that. The one area that was a bit of a surprise for me, I did not see Tylon Grable going on injured reserve, but he's been dealing with a concussion, whereas Cedric Van Pran Granger, who I felt would just stay on the PUP list, is now off. So there is a one-for-one offensive lineman there. Cedric Van Pran Granger's on the roster. Tylon Grable's on injured reserve.
The Bills kept Tyrell Shavers, Elijah Moore, and Curtis Samuel. Is that any surprise to you that they kept six receivers?
They've gone back and forth between five and six, Susan, over the years. Not a total surprise, but you're always wondering if they're going to go with a sixth. And it's always, does the sixth guy do enough on special teams? If you're going to be a sixth wide receiver in the NFL, you have to play special teams. You're just not getting enough snaps on offense to justify the spot. It doesn't surprise me totally. I actually predicted it. I was one off in my 53-man roster projection. That was the offensive lineman, and I did have that. But there was certainly a case to be made for the team to move on maybe from Curtis Samuel, given his lack of availability. Elijah Moore is a guy that had some ups and downs at camps, but I look around the league, boy, I mean, the Bills kept six. The New England Patriots kept eight wide receivers. I mean, like, some teams, this is just what they do sometimes.
The reasoning for that, I mean, are they just kind of hoping things shake out in the regular season?
Yeah. I guess when you don't have like a true number one guy and you have a bunch of guys you like, and then maybe, you know, in that case, Brian, I would guess that several of them can play special teams because they're going to have to, but I just think that was wild.
Trey White was not placed on IR. We haven't heard much at all about his status since his injury. Is that a good sign, although he was not placed on injured reserve?
It is a very good sign for him, but I do want to kind of caution people for a minute here, and I'll tell you that in a second. But so Tre'Davious White was not placed on injury reserve, which means he's on the 53-man roster, which means if he had a long-term injury, he'd most likely have been placed on injury reserve. He'd miss at least four games, and then he could come back. The only thing is, though, the team only gets to do that with two guys on cutdown day. We know that's Max Harrison. We know that's Tylan Grable. There is still a possibility they can now do that with Tre'Davious White today, since he already made the 53-man roster. Since that time has passed, they can still do it today, and he could still miss four games by doing that. So until we know a little bit more clarification on Tre'Davious White, I would say, though, yes, it's encouraging that, he'll be available sooner rather than later, whether that's week one or not. And also the reason is because, unfortunately, Dane Jackson was released. You say it that way because, you know, these are guys' jobs and careers. But the fact that Dane Jackson was released, an outside corner, and Tre'Davious White wasn't put on IR also gets me to, okay, he's probably sooner rather than later coming back. But I do want to caution everybody, they could still do that with Tre'Davious White today, and he'd still be eligible to come back after four games.
Okay, that's interesting too. You know, corner, I think, Sal, was the one area we were talking about how many receivers they kept. I think maybe people were expecting a similar thing to be done at corner, why Dane Jackson might have been a bit of a surprise, just because there's some question marks there with some of the injuries and what's going on in the secondary.
I always felt it was all or nothing for Dane, and this kind of shows it, and this is truly how it played out. To me, it was all or nothing, meaning if Tre'Davious White's healthy enough to play, I don't even think Dane Jackson makes the roster. Then you could put him on the practice squad. People forget too, very important to remember, if you're on a practice squad, you can actually elevate the guy to the game day roster three different times throughout the year. So you essentially get a free spot anyway for him. If the Bills sign Dane Jackson to the practice squad today, then if they need him week one, they could just put him back on the roster and he doesn't actually count as a roster spot, essentially. And they could do that three different times. So you could play some what we call roster gymnastics. And then the reason why I felt it was all or nothing, Brian, was to me, that's the scenario if Tre'Davious White's healthy. But if not, then I thought Dane Jackson not only could make the team, he could actually be your starter week one.
What's the deal with Jordan Phillips? I mean, he was released a day after signing him.
Yeah, so Jordan Phillips signed to the 90-man roster on Sunday night. And the reason why, because they intended him to be on the practice squad. But there is no practice squad Sunday night, Monday night. You had to wait until yesterday for the practice squad to start being formulated, which starts today. So how do you do that? Well, what he did, they had room on the 90-man roster. So they sign him so he can get into the facility. He can start working out. He can be with his coaches. He can be with his teammates 2 days early, and then release him and put him on the practice squad. Essentially, it's a paper transaction, to be honest with you. He was signed to be on the team, and since they had room to do that, they could, but ultimately he just goes on the practice squad.
So what now? It's a long wait until opening week, or at least it seems like it.
Well, you guys said it. We have to find out about Tre'Davious White. We're going to hopefully learn more today. Brandon Bean does speak to the media at 2:30 p.m. today. And then practice is at 3. Why so late? Because today is waiver day. Today is the day where anybody in the league, no matter what team, if you're released and you have not played 4 years in the NFL yet, any team can claim you. And you have to go to that team. You have no say in it. So that's happening today. So if there's a guy out there that has played 3 years and he's released and the Bills say, we want that guy, they can put a claim in. And if nobody else claims him, he goes to the Bills. The waiver claim order is the order of the draft. So the Tennessee Titans, essentially, they can do that with five guys if they want. It doesn't reset. They can take another guy. Anybody the Bills released who hasn't been in the league 4 years, that guy can go to another team. As of 12 p.m. today, waivers are done, and everybody's a free agent. And then you can start formulating your practice squad.
All right. Hey, Sal, thank you for the update.
You got it. Thanks.
Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter for WGR.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.